Welcome back. I hope everybody enjoys the new Svarim. You know, this is like Givaldic. We were in the middle of Gimel. And we were discussing about how the distinction between men and women, again, this idea where women have an emotional attachment to the home, which is a good thing, and therefore the response of the man has to be to take it seriously, that if things are shifted around in the house, it's a man's responsibility to try to notice, because the effort has been put in to make the house look beautiful, etc. Anyway, we're on the bottom of, I don't know what page you have in your books, but on mine it's Tes Vav, in the middle of Gimel, right? Ein Molafache. I wonder if it's the same words. We'll see as I go. You could like point out mistakes in this new English book. But Ein Molafache. There's nothing to fear. Havoda b'shvil ha'bal ha'tzor eino kasha kolkach. The Avoda. The Avoda, the job of a man is, where are we up to?
44
in the bottom. It's not so difficult. The Ratzon Tov, with a little bit of will, right, that's Aleph, you need will, because you don't have any will, there's no point. The Simba Slave, and you pay attention, Yikna Havana B'dvar Mil, it's going to be able to acquire wisdom in this particular area. The other Malom, he'll know what to say, right? You have to pay attention, though. If you're not paying attention, you're going to miss it. Vechla B'yadaito, Lusiyas Rasodish, how he can satisfy his wife. This is all subsumed, the Avodah Zachesed Klapa Ishto towards his Rebbetzin. It's all chesed, an act of kindness. If you recall, the theme of Rashi, that as the ani imcha, right, that you, the ani is with you, the ani amcha of your nation, that the ani, you have to walk in his shoes. You have to recognize the on a level beyond sympathy, but of empathy, of picturing the way he is to make sure you do it properly. Have a mustak v'atzu kilu atani. You have to look at yourself, your ani. That's what Rashi is. Laymor. You could do a complete act of kindness. Only when you enter into the mindset of the other. We spoke about this all last week. Leisha, now we're going to walk a mile in a woman's shoes. What is that mile? Yesh hana me'avadasa b'cheder abishol. They get a hana from cooking. Now, again, somebody called me out on it this week. Women's in place in the kitchen. I didn't say that chas v'shalom. Women can find, you know, women could do things that men can't do, avada, that's true, but there is a fulfillment in the process of cooking, that there's a certain gishmak that they get. There's a reason why when you go to the bookstores on Central Avenue or wherever you go, there's sections dedicated to cookbooks. There's the Ritva section, the Rishonim section, the cookbook section. It's not a stereotype. Levashel, to cook, lafos, they get the cook and baking, they get a special gishmak from making the Shabbos table look beautiful. I shudder to think what would happen if men were in charge of setting the table. I loved it. You know, a couple of Shabbosim a year, my family and I separate, you know, between Shabbatons, whatever it is, so I'm home with the boys. So I have a home mahalach. Don't try this at home. Sit at this table. We set the whole table, so Friday night we sit here. Shabbos lunch, we sit at the other end of the table, and Shalosh Shuddos, we sit in the middle. You understand? By men, we don't think like that. Men are just more looking functional. But then all of a sudden, a woman does it, and you don't realize it's the subtleties that they make it look beautiful, because for them, that's their, to give a geshmak in the gashmis of the house. Ulam ikr sviyas ritzonahu, lishmo v'bayot, but there's more than that. But they have to hear from their husbands, haracha akol avodas eilah. They have to hear, oh my gosh, that's so cool what you did. That's so beautiful. That's very chashuv. That's, you know, like, oh, we switched from white tablecloth to green tablecloth. It's, you know, whatever it is. Or like, there's a new painting on the wall. This is something I have to work on. Asher atzal lema'ano, which was done for him. O lema'an shteim, or for the couple. Imlo kachi shu'elitzah. If she does something and, like, beautifies the home, and the husband doesn't notice, she's going to ask herself, bishvil bi, bishvil ma, or, as they say, for who and for what? What am I doing this for? Like, there's a certain lack of appreciation if the beautification of the home is not noticed. Adi tarechet v'cholel. Why am I doing all this for? So Rabbi Shmuel Salanter says this. This is not anybody, right? Look at what Rabbi Shmuel Salanter says right here. Lomar le'isha, she'esh tam tov, lomar le'isha, yesh tam tov melemarak asher bishlo, to tell a woman that the soup tastes delicious, that she cooked, hu k'mosh omim l'rosh yeshiva ki ateret shel rambam hu niflo. It's like going over to the Rosh Hashiva after he gives a shir. That was the Gevaldik Ateretz. Meaning the same thing. And I think Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is saying this on two levels. Aleph, on the level of the chashivas, that the men have the chashivas of Torah, the women have the chashivas of the home of doing all these wonderful things. But also on the fact is that after the Rosh Yeshiva gives the shir, and they want, you know, people are looking for validation. I always know if I speak well or not whenever I speak in public, right? How do you know? If people come over to ask you questions afterwards, right? There's a gathering afterwards. You ever notice when a speaker speaks and people start it? They're trying to connect to the speaker, right? So it's a good feeling after you finish, do ask the questions. But after people work hard for you, whether it's a yantif, whether it's something else, to point it out, right? It's the same thing as the feeling that one gets after that is the same thing as the Rosh Yeshiva. The soup is the shir that the woman prepares for her husband. Somebody once sent it to me as a leitonis. They sent it as a leitonis. The Rosh Yeshiva got up and he spoke and he says that the Ritzvah and the Rashvah, the women are the cookbooks. And they made leitonis. It's not true. It's not to make leitonis about. People might get insulted, but it's not chas v'shalom. There's a tremendous fulfillment that the greatest, the woman is doing a tremendous act of kindness, but more than that, a fulfillment of making the home a beautiful place to be. And everybody has to notice that. Ma'isa v'bal plon is a story. There's once a guy, he never once said anything about what his wife did. Lo l'tov l'ra, not good, not bad. Right, so what happened? So one time the wife, she got up, she made his husband coffee, but instead of putting sugar in, she put it salt. So the husband thought he was a gevaldig guy. So what did he do? He thought he was a great tzaddik. He drank the coffee without uttering a word. Right? Can you imagine drinking coffee with salt? At first glance, the guy's a tzaddik. Kan pokas of lotisaisha. Then the woman's patience broke. Even that he doesn't care about. I mean, get angry about it. Show passion. What is she doing all this work for? If you're not even going to care when I mess up, you're not going to care what I do anything. What's the point? I mean, if somebody's doing something, so you have to take time and reflect and pause and say, thank you so much. Right? So sometimes people get together and the men, they sit around and talk Torah. That's a beautiful thing, right? I was at a Shalom Bracha this Friday night. The men are in the room and they're talking Torah, they're sharing, you know, what they said at the Shabbos table. On the flip side, when women get together, left in parentheses, I don't know if you have the parentheses, recipes. Women get together, they're steigen weg in recipes. Right, so as a young man, so especially young Bachman, they get upset about this. They go, why is my wife talking about such stupidity? Right? Because to them, if a man would sit around and talk about recipes to Hitler, what are they doing? Al yistachlo abayla b'bozo azadav. Don't look down on this. V'gam lo yiru. Don't make harem donesel sichad. Is this important, this conversation? Mishim zizet tev anoshim. This is their nature. Asher bochanan Hashem is baruch. So this is what Hashem baruch what made them. Limso inyan v'chashivas v'avodas abayis. To find chashivas within the house. The greatest accomplishment, right? You know? Sometimes it's those women. It's the only thing I ever wanted to be in my life, as a wife and a mother. So that's in a very important nekuda. And the first nekuda of the night is to take note of the hard work that the women are doing in the house. And Latov, especially, but if you never said it, at least say something nice. Show you're paying attention, that you care. Not chas v'shalom the women are doing it because they want your compliments, but at least they feel like they're being productive. They feel like that you're in it together. One more thing about the hergish of the notion. We'll skip the last paragraph. So davar nosaf yesh. One more ha'ara. Asher agoyim lezeh hu shilton haregesh shel anoshim, which is based on the rulership of the emotions of the vibe of the women. The kavanaso lepchatim hashonim. It relates to some fears that they have. And this is a little bit more intense today than when he mentioned it. That there's a certain fear women have. So let's say a son or a child delays in coming home. You shouldn't. A woman starts to get scared. And they start thinking, dreaming up all the terrible things that happen. Not everybody's like this. Today my son flew home from Eretz Yisrael via Jordan without a phone, and well, yeah, it'll be good. So not everybody thinks this way, but this is a very normal reaction that when something is beyond your control, so there's a certain pachad. right? Today, I think people are more nervous than ever before because of cell phones. Because of the constant communication that we have with anybody, so therefore, we're more scared when we don't hear. Because there's almost like a need to talk like every 10 seconds, which is not a healthy situation in the first place. But that's more extreme today, and therefore there has to be more sensitivity. Am I right, Dr. Pollack? Well, you believe so? Okay. Ach kasher sof kol sof magia balabais, when the husband comes home, he mekabelis his panav betlus. He's just going to be like, what are you doing? Why'd you come home so late? Ala pachet shagomis. Look at the fear you caused, right? Now again, today there's easy ways to remedy this, but in the old days, right, can you imagine you're supposed to come home, you come home from work every day at 6 o'clock, and one day you come home 6:30. Now, in the old today, you'll see what you could do today, but in the old days, you didn't have phones in the train that you could call. My father came home. We didn't know where he was until he came home. Today, it's obviously a different world. He's going to get, wait a second. Why are you all upset at me for coming home a little late? There's no intellectual reason to be scared. This happens sometimes. You know, why? That you delay in the way. Somebody runs into him. This is my marv. There are a couple places I can daven marv. I can daven marv in one place where they daven 15 minutes. Or I can daven in a place where I daven for 10 minutes, and I'm always going to be stuck for 5 minutes schmoozing with people afterwards. Those are my two choices. So either way, I'm now coming home 10:15, right? If I daven at that time. The dvaruv, so husband saying, listen, why are you upset at me? I just ran into somebody. It was talking and learning. Or I was in the middle of a sugya, I had to finish, or you're in the middle of a job, and I had to finish the last thing, right? If you can imagine, you're in the middle of a job, and you've worked an entire day on package, and if you have to start again the next day, it'll take you much longer to do, right? So, why are you upset at me? Okay, it was 10 minutes, what's the big deal? But I was just lugubrious. Why do you think so? Like, God forbid, why are you thinking the worst? Shekhar Asom Baderas, that God forbid, like a dog ate me on the way home. What's really crazy is that this boy who passed away 3 weeks ago, he always went for a walk every morning. Always. And his mother, she knew something was wrong. Because he always came home the same exact time, but he didn't come home, so she called Hatzalah. And eventually it turned out that she was right on, and that when he got to Avenue P, he was walking on Ocean Parkway, he fell and collapsed and passed away. But there's a sixth sense that women have. You know, they're always fearing the worst. That's the way it is, and that turned out to be the case. It doesn't make any logical sense. The husband says, what are you crazy? What are you doing? But the husband, the wife is very sensitive about her husband. She's going to be, wait a second. She feels like, I'm concerned about you. You're not thinking that I should be concerned. She's going to feel that he doesn't understand me. That's where the fight begins. Because they're not putting themselves in the other one's shoes. It's the same theory. One is not putting themselves, the husband's saying intellectually, what could happen when I'm home from work at home? And she's saying, oh my gosh, you normally come home X and now you're coming home Y. What should the husband do? These fears are illogical from a logical perspective if you're using it through the brain. But it comes from an emotional standpoint. Right? We spoke about last week. It's not about the nail. It's not the same way of thinking. You know, I went into a math class this week, and there was a math problem. And the teacher asked me, I love math. So I said, why don't you solve it? So I solved it my way. She goes, no, it doesn't work. I said, what do you mean? I got the answer. No, they'd get it wrong on the region. Because there's a mahalik, how a ninth grader has to think at this point. They have to do it that way. It's the same thing here, is that while men could think one way, women think another way, it doesn't mean, in the old days, people used to think that meant there's an inferior and a superior. That's Freud. But there's a psychologist named Carol Gilligan who clearly identified that this is not better or worse. There are just two different modalities in thinking. One's an emotional point, and one's coming from a logical point. But none is better. It's the head and the heart. They're two different methods of thinking. It's interesting that in Chumash, we very often refer to Chacham as a Chacham Leif. So you have to turn off your mind, your head, I shouldn't say your mind, the logical thought process and enter the emotional thought process to try to understand better, and then you'll be more successful. Kikol shehergish shalit yoser, like where the emotional is ruled more, kacha pkadim golem yoser. That's why, because they're more emotional, that's why they have greater fears. Habal tzarech lekabel es hadayga gadola shel ishto l'shlomo, ki maricha oso ma'od. The husband has to take that worry seriously because she values his opinion. V'rak machmazeh hi do'eges kol kach l'shlomo. That's why she's so worried about him. So, al kol panim asu l'zrages ole alav l'havin nafshi. She can't get upset or he has to understand her. Zeh mechayev oso shelo l'acher. That's why he's obligated that just because the guy wants to schmooze with him in learning or talk to him about his job, get home. It's not your cheshbon, right? So it's funny. It's like the ultimate, you know, so we have this often, right? Somebody comes over to you, schmooze with you, so you think you're doing an act of kindness by talking to the guy, or whatever it is. But meanwhile, you're keeping your wife worried, so is that really an act of kindness? You tell the person, hold on, I'm waiting for it. You know, it's the chinuch also, it's the same thing. In chinuch, you're with you know, so your kid's waiting for you to take him to the basketball game, whatever it is, whatever's important to him. So you got to make sure you're there at home when you're supposed to take him there. The time with your kid, if you use that, talk to other people around you, they get that you're not valuing them. I heard once a great answer from somebody, and you can implement this in your life. It's a little bit of a trick, but it just shows your kids that you value them and you value your time, and therefore you're sensitive to them. He always leaves his phone on when he learns with his son. So the phone rings. He answers the phone. He says, I'm sorry, can I call you back later? I'm learning with my son now. You've heard the story?
Yeah.
You know, it's a cute time. Again, I don't like to do things like that are not necessarily 100% MS. But there's something to be said about, you know, showing your kids, showing your wife that their time is the most valuable thing. And again, the wife is desiring this. That's normal. Vimkurishadav, let's say something happens. Vimkurishadavishimashimakivasomilakivismanakavua. Let's say you're supposed to come out at 6 o'clock and something happens and you can't push it off. And like it's the most important thing in the world because if you're not there, the world will end. So this is funny what he writes here. It's not funny. It's telephone. You have to figure out a way to contact your wife through a telephone. This is like, you know, find a payphone, you know. But again, a simple text, I'm not going to come home in time, you know, what's so bad about that? He writes the parentheses, the in-home telephone. Now, he's not talking about a cell phone here. He's talking about a house phone. The in-home telephone. Find a neighbor to tell her. Okay, yeah, we progress a little bit. Now there's no excuse. What?
If you found that.
Well, there was a fantastic article in the New York Times this week about how the wealthy people are no longer using screens. The screens are really for poor people. And like, because me, Shubha to a screen, right? So it was a fascinating article. It's kedai to get your hands on it. If you haven't seen it, I'll send it to you. I'll put it on the WhatsApp group. That just like, screens are not for wealthy people. I have to be attached to a screen? No, you give the phone to somebody. Okay, like these people. Right? Through notifying your wife, you'll remove the fear that she has. Yes, then the wife is going to be makir tov. She's going
to
feel indebted.
You have to ask.
But what?
You have to ask.
Rishus?
Yeah.
It's always a good idea to ask. I assume, again, you know, like, let's say your wife has to leave at 6:05 and you normally come home at 6.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's a good night ask. Good ideas. Most women will grant, you know, if you have a normal relationship, they'll say it's fine. But it's, you know, you don't want to sit like, again, in general, it's always a nice thing. Like, you know, somebody says, when somebody comes to you, I can't be here, period, 6, or whatever. It's like, what do you mean? Like, ask if you could, you know, maybe there's something important you need to do. Just in general, it's a good thing. When you have a job, right, you would do that to your boss. I mean, sometimes I can't make it. There are times like that. But is it okay if? And I think that is... I think that's proper. But again, the notification is very good. This week I was we had a miscommunication. I got a text, are you dead? Again, but we were kibbutzing, so I'm not, you know, my 5 minutes here. Okay, let's finish this up. We'll do this last paragraph. And this last paragraph is interesting, but again, you have to take this. This is a very interesting paragraph. Yehuda likes this one. Because women are more emotional, this is why they have more of a fear of chayos ketanos, of insects, right? You know, as well, spiders, ramashim roichshim, oshim mitgeelet biroso petza, or they get squeamish when they see a wound. O medabrim acherim hamaorim ba'ema, or certain words cause them fear. Right? Because again, because they're emotionally wired more than men, so that has carryover. So a man says, come on, grow up. No, that's not true. What?
Take off your show.
You know, that's what you should do. In other words, you get to be the hero anyway, right? It all comes from that same place. Don't give her mustard. Don't say like, oh, come on, grow up already. That's not being sensitive. That's, again, going back to the same notion I keep talking about, which is you're not walking a mile in a man's shoes. You're not treating the ani like you would be if you were an ani. You're going to give, those fears like little kids. But come on, you're smart. You know the spider can't hurt you. Shekvar gadlo. Those emotions of being the feared of the insects, those come to somebody who has a more of an emotional bent. You have to machshivik. You have to recognize that that's a real value. Don't chas v'shalom ever say something. You shouldn't say it to anybody. But if people have a fear, it's not because they chose to have a fear. It's because that's their nature. So if that's their nature, who are you to come and say, ah, grow up? So you're saying to the person, who you are is not who you should be. So you have to be machshiv these pachadim. It's very, very normal. And therefore, as a intelligent person, one has to develop emotional intelligence and recognize that not everybody sees it the same way. Anyway, so this is the end of the Hergish. Next week, we'll talk a little bit more about the Hergish, but on what the concept is of Bina, and we'll study what the concept of Bina Yisera is, according to a couple of people. So I'm looking forward very much to next Thursday.